Webster G. Tarpley. And this week we are broadcasting from the mall, the National Mall in Washington, D.C., where we're just witnessing the conclusion of a large peace demonstration with an estimated turnout of 500,000 people, all demanding the impeachment of Bush and Cheney, the end of the Iraq War, no extension of the war into Iran, and a very vociferous, aggressive, and intelligent contingent was demanding 9/11 truth as the leading edge of all of that. In particular, D.C. 9/11 truth was out in force with our own banners, our own table, with slogans, including Bush and Cheney, you are through. 9/11 was a coup. And in addition to that, we had kick out Bush's fascist mob, 9/11 inside job. So all of that was resounding on bullhorns and choruses all over the mall in Washington, D.C. So the political content was there, and a large part of it was provided by the 9/11 truth movement. Now, we're hoping that one of the spokespersons for the organizers of the march, that would be United for Peace and Justice, will be calling in. I invited personally Leslie Kagan, the national coordinator of the of this large demonstration, to join us, or a designated person. Okay, so we're going to be having that. We're going to be having that, and we're also going to be giving you a rundown on some of the speakers, and we've also got essentially a 9/11 free-for-all. We've got a 9/11 free-for-all this afternoon, which is people calling in from the mall, calling in from the site of this demonstration, and they're going to be giving us first-person reports, box pops, from the mall, from the local areas here, and all of them will be put on as fast as we can handle them. We have any number of people from many parts of the United States who we met on the mall, and they have been invited to call in. So the call-ins today are limited to people who have been at this demonstration and who would like to comment, report, and otherwise talk about the impact of the 9/11 truth movement on this large demonstration. Okay. Now, let me just point out that we had a very successful organizing meeting last night in the American University area, Fenleytown Metro here in Washington, where we had representatives from many parts of the United States. Gabriel Day of 9/11 Truth was there. We hope to hear from him. Les Jamison of the New York 9/11 Truth Group was there. We had people from the Boston group, from the New England group. Jason King was here today on the mall. Jason King was here on the mall. And then we had also Crystal Urbanski from Newburyport, Massachusetts, and many other activists. And if I can get the charger, please, from the people that are helping me here. We're winging this one as usual from a technical point of view. And we'll be back in just a minute here on World Crisis Radio, brought to you, as always, by freedomcalendar.com. So please call in and tune in on your internet. Log on to Freedom Calendar, and we will be back in just a minute.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
This is your host, Webster Tarpley, and we're broadcasting, as I indicated at the outset, from the National Mall in Washington, D.C., the site of a demonstration estimated by the organizers to have brought in 500,000 participants, 500,000 people on the Mall demanding the ouster, the impeachment and removal from office of Bush and Cheney. The end of the Iraq war now, no phased redeployment, but a speedy end, and also no wider war, no nuclear sneak attack on Iran, and above all, the 9/11 movement was out in force, giving a political edge, a realistic perspective to this entire agitation. According to all the polls, one-third of the United States population still support Bush and his aggressive plans. And the only way, as we know, to break into that one-third, to attrit, to erode, to smash up Bush's base, is the basic revelation that the 9/11 story is a fraud. It didn't come from Afghanistan, the cave, the laptop, Bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, Atta, Ramzi bin al-Shib, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, none of the above, but rather from the CIA, the DIA, the NSA, the Department of Defense, the New York banking community, the neocon cabal, and so on down the line. That kind of revelation has the explosive power to deprive Bush of his base, because if he keeps one-third of the population, That will be multiplied through the senators from the respective red states. In many cases, will support Bush. It will mean that he cannot be removed from office. It takes two-thirds of the Senate plus one to get him out after he's been impeached, to override his vetoes on the defunding bills concerning the Iraq war and the Iran war. You'll never get there unless you cut him below one-third. There's also the 25th Amendment. Even if Bush were to be declared insane by half of the cabinet, he could only be thrown out of office if we could get two-thirds of the House, two-thirds of the Senate. And therefore, that question of the one-third of the Senate that has eluded us and will tend to elude us until we bring up 9/11 truth was at the center of this agitation. Now, we are very fortunate. One of the distinguished activists from the New York area, actually from Brooklyn, who attended this large demonstration, again, 500,000 people, according to the organizers, and indeed it was a march that it went all around the Capitol. I believe it was the first, right? The usual march would start at the White House and go to the Capitol or the other way around. In this case, it went all the way around Capitol Hill, and by the time the last demonstrators were leaving, the first were already arriving after having completed the circuit on the other side. So we're joined by Sander Hicks, well known to friends of this program. He's a distinguished 9/11 author. He was for a time a candidate for public office in the state of New York statewide, and he also has a fascinating political cabaret, I believe, in the borough of Brooklyn. So let's, without further ado, bring on Sander Hicks.
Is it Chandler Hicks or something like that?
Sander Hicks, are you there? You got to lower the background noise, Sander, if you're there.
Hello?
Sander, can you hear me? I got to ask everybody to bear with us. We're our usual improvised technical Hello? Approach. Sander, can you hear me?
Hello?
Sander, are you there? Let me ask the studio in Round Rock to try to bring on Sander, to bring him up, so to speak. Okay, can you maybe...
I'm surprised Jason and Dylan and all
that. Why don't you ask Sander Hicks, but just tell him that we'd like him to give his impressions of this demonstration and address anything that he likes, and do warn him if break begins to come up, okay?
Worse.
Okay?
Orwellian.
Okay, we're going to try to get Sander Hicks. We're going to go through an intermediator here in the studio. Sander Hicks, again, is the author of The Big Wedding, I think it's called, a very interesting study of 9/11, and ran for, I guess it was Senate in New York State, seeking the Green Party nomination, didn't quite make it, but made a valiant effort and stirred the pot for 9/11 truth mightily during that entire campaign. And he has been a prominent activist. He's been an activist also as a publisher of various kinds of 9/11 studies. And we're trying very hard to bring him on. Now, we can't do that. Can I get an opinion of the studio, whether it's going to be possible to bring on Ben? Are you there,
yes,
Sander?
I'm right here.
Sander, wonderful. I've done my best to introduce you, and of course you're a man of many parts. Not easy to give a rundown on all the things you've done, but I think your book, your campaigns in New York State, your publishing activities. Why don't you basically give our listeners your impressions of this demonstration? Because you were there with your wife and your young son.
That's right. Yeah, I was, and I actually did a quick on-the-spot interview with the Reverend Jesse Jackson, asked him what he thought about the national 9/11 truth movement and the growing skepticism, the shift in national opinion. He really kind of dodged the question, and he said one thing that was kind of interesting. He said, there are some things I agree with and some things I don't. That was the first words out of his mouth about 9/11 truth from the Reverend Jackson was, there are some things I agree with. So obviously... But then he kind of, like, I pursued it a little bit, asked him about the 9/11 Commission. He was, one of these Democrats, and the devil take them, that talk about, oh, the Bush didn't implement the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission. Anybody that tells you that, Webster, is a damn liar. You know why? Bush did implement the centralization of national intelligence at a cabinet-level position. That was a draconian, stupid, ill-founded legal recommendation of the 9/11 Commission report. And so Jesse Jackson was pretty tepid, actually. I really felt this guy was kind of burnt out. It took him a while for him to be able to even sit down with me. I had to follow him around backstage. I'm a little bit disappointed in my interaction with him. Because, you know, Webb, Jesse was there when the mafia and the military conspired to take down the Reverend Martin Luther King.
Absolutely. He was at the stadium.
Yeah.
Let me say now, I couldn't agree more. The bankruptcy of the Democratic Party has never been more clearly illustrated than by Mrs. Pelosi's campaign to enact, to set in stone, to canonize, right, to elevate to sainthood the Kane-Hamilton Commission, a tissue of lies. We can attack this, 99 different ways to Sunday. The main thing about that Kane-Hamilton Commission, Kane and Hamilton, in their recent book, Unprecedented, both admitted that the Pentagon generals and the NORAD generals were committing blatant perjury, lying through their teeth to that commission. And, of course, what's a little perjury among oligarchs and fellow members of the ruling class?
Totally. Yeah.
So she had to obviously implement all of that. Whenever, on this program now, whenever we say Democratic Party, we've got a little litany of our own. Feckless, clueless, gutless, spineless, and useless. Until proven otherwise. Useless, at least in its present form. And we haven't, given up on acting from the outside. But generally speaking, it is a large disappointment. And I'm afraid Reverend Jackson tends to share in that. Anything else? Any other speakers that you think were notable? Can you just run down a few for people? Because I have a list here somewhere, but I don't have it right in my hand at the moment. I got a press packet.
I thought Jesse gave a pretty good speech, actually, as speeches go, because although Holly was just telling me that she was with some people who started chanting, "Give us another mantra." Keep hope alive is getting just so trite and overused after like 20 years. They were like, come on, it's been so long. Give us another mantra. But I thought Jesse's speech had some good points to it. I didn't really pay that much attention to the speeches. You know, I was also tending to a 2-year-old and playing football.
Obviously, for people like this, when we get down to the level of the Democratic Party, if they say impeachment, that's something. And did we hear anything about impeachment? Because this is also countering Mrs. Pelosi's line of parliamentary cretinism and subordination and cringing and fecklessness.
Well, that is something. Thank you, because that is something I wanted to say. Is that why is it that these demonstrations are completely packed with radicals in the on the lawn, but on the stage are Democrats? You know, I didn't see any Democrats in the audience. I didn't see anybody defending the 9/11 official story in the audience. You know, but on the stage were these same old talking heads: Susan Sarandon, Dennis Kucinich, Jesse Jackson. You know, where's the real third party juice that can lead forward, like a coalition of third parties and independent political voices that could lead forward all the skepticism of the national security state and their machinations and their oppressive propagandistic tactics?
Well, I would like to point out for all of our listeners that there was a formal, polite, timely request made by the 9/11 Truth Movement. I believe 9/11truth.org took the lead, but it was also done by other groups, and our D.C. 9/11 Truth here did it. We requested speaker, and we didn't get it, and I'll comment more about that when we come back after this break. World Crisis Radio, brought to you by Freedom Calendar, for all your calendar needs, to know when there's a new moon, to know when the attack on Iran may occur. Freedom Calendar is the ticket.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
A demonstration with an estimated 500,000 people calling for the removal from office of Bush Cheney, the end of the Iraq war, no wider war with Iran, no more nuclear sneak attack, and of course 9/11 truth, the leading edge and the centerpiece of all of that. And we're on the line with Sander Hicks, who is also in another part of the mall speaking by cell phone. And Sander was telling us about his interview with Jesse Jackson, one of the speakers today, who, I guess, predictably enough, dodged the question of 9/11 truth in line with the overall line of the Democratic Party. Now, we're going to be switching over here in the course of the next hour and a half as we continue our broadcast through the magic of cell phones. We're going to end up at the City Hall in Tacoma Park, Maryland, a close-in suburb, right, known for its affinity for progressive causes. We're going to be at the City Hall of Tacoma Park. That's an event starting shortly after 6 o'clock this evening. So in the second hour of the show, we will have transferred ourselves through various means to Tacoma Park City Hall, and we'll continue from there. But let me go back to Sander Hicks. Sander, any other impressions you'd like to share? Any ideas about the future of 9/11 truth?
Yeah, I think Florida and Muhammad Atta's close associates in Florida are a dead giveaway. Joint Terrorism Task Force recently issued a terror alert. They're trying to actually listen to Dan Hopsicker now for once, and they're using his Florida research into who Muhammad Atta was. And they're finding that Mohammed Atta, the 9/11 ringleader, had Austrian and German drinking buddies, one of which is connected to Viktor Korzeny, the pirate of Prague, a major international criminal. This guy's name is Wolfgang Boringer, and he was Viktor Korzeny's pilot. And he alerted the authorities. He caught their attention when he wanted to open up a flight school in this like remote island in the South Pacific, and then just bells went off because everyone was like, oh, that's pretty shady. Turns out this guy was apprehended by the Joint Terrorism Task Force, and he told them, you can't arrest me. I'm working for CIA. And this is why I didn't pay any attention to the speakers, Webster, because they were all corporate Democrat or Hollywood celebrities or union people.
Can you just, if you pick off as many names as you can, just so people get a feel for that?
Yeah, Dennis Kucinich, Susan Sarandon, there was a whole bunch of like other...
Jesse Jackson. It was Conyers there.
Yeah, and it was kind of like, it was too American a spectacle, because there wasn't really a lot of content. There was a lot of flash, you know? They deliberately dumbed it down. I mean, we're at the spear point of the movement intellectually, but we don't have the numbers yet. Even the socialists were able to put out 10 times the numbers that we put out today on the street. You know, so as a movement that, like, I don't know what it was. It felt like, you know, it felt somewhat fragmented. I felt like 9/11 Truth wasn't actually all that as well represented as it is in the American population.
Well, you know? We needed a single gathering point and a single united brigade marching in that march, among other things.
Strategically, we need our Jim Garrison moment. We need somebody with a law degree or a judgeship or a prosecutorial office to step forward. We need our...
Given the corruption of the judiciary, I want to steer people away from judiciary notions unless it's an elected office. You're much more likely to get a candidate elected into the House or indeed the Senate. I mean, look at Bowman, 44%. He came very close. And that can be done again, and by 2008, things will have come significantly further. So I think that's really what it's going to be, is if somebody breaks into a federal office or something like a state attorney general, right, what was something that was tried in New York State didn't quite work, but that would have been the way to go.
Oh, yeah, you mean with Carl Person?
Yeah, precisely.
Yeah, no, I just saw him, actually. He came out to this candidates forum we had for the local city council race at Vox Pop, my coffee house in Brooklyn. And listen, I got to go because...
Just tell people now. We want to know what's next for you, but tell people how they can get to Vox Pop, how they can keep in touch with you, a website, an address, and so forth.
I want to put a shout-out. If anybody wants to take a look at this document I did, I wrote a letter to the DA of Kings County, Charles Hines, because we know now with Able Danger that Mohammed Atta was a protected Pentagon asset, that there was somebody at military intelligence inside the Pentagon that was protecting Atta and kept his face covered at a major meeting of Able Danger. Able Danger was a DIA intelligence operation that was trying to stop these guys, and they were using open source and data
mining. They were trying to stop them. My own view is that those were the terrorist controllers. In other words, they were the case officers. They were checking up on Atta to make sure that he followed orders. When they told him to go someplace, they wanted to make sure he went where they told him and not someplace else.
Right, exactly. I remember you had that theory that Able Danger was actually an operation that was like in competition with a different operation.
Able Danger would be the mimicking, in other words, a troop of patsies and actors to play the attack, compared to Able Warrior, which would be the special forces drill of anti-terror defense.
Yeah,
so if you're
going to
defend,
you've
got to have some plausible-looking attackers. And, of course, Atta was somebody who went to, you know, acting school to learn how to be a great convincing patsy.
Right, right.
Yeah, so tell us, just in terms of Vox Pop Cafe.
Well, I just wanted to say this. Another thing we know from Able Danger...
We're overtaken by one of those cruel computer breaks. Stay with us, and we'll say goodbye to Stander at the other side of the break, and we'll be back in a minute. A caller should hang tough. We'll be right with you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Welcome back to World Crisis Radio. I'm Webster Tarpley, your host, broadcasting from Washington, D.C., where we've just had 500,000 people on the mall protesting the bankrupt neocon war policies of the Bush regime, demanding 9/11 truth. We had a very good and active 9/11 brigade. It did a lot to add political content, which I guess was the weak point of this. And as I was telling Xander Hicks, our guest, who's also here at the demonstration, it was a formal attempt, it was a respectful and timely attempt to request a speaker for the 9/11 Truth Movement to be included, if you can include Democratic politicians and if you can include Hollywood celebrities like Jane Fonda, who I believe was there, then you can certainly have 9/11 Truth. But the answer was no. So I regret that very much, and I think this is the obvious problem of the peace movement, that the one dimension of political content that could be decisive for success as against impotence in this effort, that this has been lacking, and it is absolutely time. Remember, in the State of the Union, right, Bush was going on for about one-third of the speech about a nightmare vision of 9/11. Same thing in the escalation speech itself on January 10th. Look at Cheney. Look at Lieberman. look at the row of talking points as reflected on the Rush Limbaugh show, and you'll hear 9/11 truth always. So when Bush declares war, 9/11 is always there. When the peace movement attempts to fight back, they think they can duck the issue. They can't duck it. It's got to be faced.
Ooh, good point. Good point, Webster. That's really great. Yeah, you know, what's really ironic, though, is that we all have to remember that what we know in our heart of hearts is that most lefty Hollywood celebrities are actually very eager to support 9/11 truth, but I think that they were muzzled today by their Democratic Party-related activist handlers.
Absolutely. And remember, the Hollywood celebrity that we like is Charlie Sheen with intelligence, guts, patriotism.
Also, who was not on the speaker's dais today. That would have been great, though. That would have been
That would have done it. Charlie Sheen is his...
If we were the organizers, Sheen would have been our Susan Sarandon, you know?
And he's a bigger star than any of those superannuated ones that you just mentioned.
Right. Sean Penn was there today, but Sean Penn, who showed up with a rifle when New Orleans was happening. Remember that?
No, that one passed me by. But our model for what a Hollywood star ought to do is Charlie Sheen. And that, of course, set the entire media world on its ear last March. So it's unfortunate that some of these Hollywood guys today didn't pull themselves together, at least as far as we know.
Yeah.
Now, Sander, Box Pop Cafe, tell us about it. How do we get there, and what do we find when we get there in beautiful Brooklyn?
We're going to be doing 9/11 Press for Truth really soon. People should sign up on our Vox Pop email list at voxpopnet.net. We're a destination for truth seekers and activists and patriots and left-wingers and all kinds of people all across the political spectrum love it. And they love the fact that you can get both of Webster's books there. You can get Synthetic Terror. You can get the unauthorized bio of Bush and lots of other stuff like that, you know, rare, independently published books, best coffee in Brooklyn, healthy food. We got the new bison burgers. We got veggie burgers. We got lots of great beer on tap, local microbrew. And it's really a beer hall for political activism. And we are on the left. Most of our stuff is like, but it's kind of like a very like, I'm also a spiritual person, so I'm interested in like, you know, different forms of political organizing. And I think like the Vox Pop movement is for all, really.
Okay, wonderful. So in New York, it's the Vox Pop Cafe in Brooklyn. Give us the street address for people who want to drop in.
Sure. It's the Q train to Cortelyou Road, and it's 1022 Cortelyou Road in Brooklyn. It's off of Coney Island Avenue. It's basically the dead heart center of Brooklyn. It's not the trendiest neighborhood in the world, but it's a neighborhood that needed some love. And so we stepped in, we opened up our – it's basically a rival to Starbucks of the future. If you know – If the capitalist backers would ever back something this cool, we could take down the Starbucks monolith in a fortnight.
Okay, so forget the A train, take the Q train to Vox Pop Cafe.
Yes, the
Queen
of the Brooklyn trains. the Q train to Cortelyou Road, and then it's just you walk out of the station and we're right there, just three blocks down Cortelyou to the left, and it's Vox Pop. We got live music all the time. Open mic night is Sunday nights. Every Sunday is open mic night. We're going to get more activist people to come on down and be a part of it. We've got some great singer-songwriters, poets, comedians that do the open mic night on Sunday night. And we got 9/11 Press for Truth, the 9/11 Widows film, is coming up. I think it's February 6th, Tuesday. That's going to be great. And I'm turning 36 on Thursday, so I'm having a birthday party around the corner. So,
and happy birthday and congratulations to you, Sander.
Thanks a lot, Webster. Email me, people, at voxpopnet.net, and I'll see you all later.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Now, let's just look ahead now. We've got a number of people who have played prominent roles in this demonstration. We're going to hear in a second from Crystal Urbanski from Newburyport, Massachusetts, part of the operation that launched the first successful 9/11 Truth Squad just 1 week ago today. After that, we're going to hear from Sean Van Dusen of Bard College in New York State up on the Hudson River. We're going to get the student view, extremely important and not sufficiently represented. After that, we're going to go to Raymond Wiley, a broadcaster from Athens, Georgia. And then we have a couple of representatives from the Philadelphia 9/11 Truth Movement. Plus, we have a couple of other speakers here in our studio audience that are going to come on in the second hour. So I would like to ask our studio to bring on Crystal Urbanski from Newburyport.
Hello, Webster.
Hi, Crystal. How are you?
I'm doing well.
We're so glad you could join us. Now, you you saw this entire thing, its greatness, its limits, pluses and minuses. Maybe you give us some impression of what you saw today, and then we can move on to talk about the future of the 9/11 Truth Squads in the New Hampshire primary and elsewhere.
Sure. Well, what I saw, what I was hoping to do would be to gather with a lot of the 9/11 truth people for the actual demonstration in March. We got separated. The masses just kept coming and coming, and we were fairly close to the front. But we did not see a mass of 9/11 truth signs. However, we did notice that wherever you looked, you did not have to look too far to see a 9/11 truth sign during the march. We participated in the march. Two of us, there was a 9/11 sign to our left, to our right, in front. Many people had signs on top of each other with, say, an Out of Iraq Now with a 9/11 truth sign. So I actually felt that there were quite a few people who were on board and taking that message along the entire march. It would have been great to be, you know, more together for the march, but I saw a lot of people with the 9/11 signs, which was really encouraging.
Okay, tremendous. And any particular reactions? I mean, generally friendly, open from the peace demonstrators.
Absolutely. A lot of questions. I had at least a dozen people come up to me, Code Pink women. You know, what does 9/11 truth mean? What does that mean? What are you talking about? They're very receptive. I was able to start educating them. I had a backpack full of 9/11 mystery DVDs that I was able to hand out, little 9/11 quizzes, the deception dollars. People were very, very curious, wanting to know. I just really got the sense that the people that I interacted with really are ready to embrace this and learn a little bit more. A couple of interesting things, several other 9/11 truth people that weren't carrying 9/11 signs, they just had other, you know, various cause signs, World Can't Wait or whatever, approached my husband and I and said, you know, it's great that you guys are doing this, you know, I'm on board, I know everything, but I just sort of gave up because I felt like, you know, I was never going to get anywhere. And people can't do that. You can't give up. You've just got to stay in there, be diligent, you know, leaflet on the street, do your film screenings, talk to people. I hate to see people having the knowledge and just being resigned to the, you know, giving up, so to speak. So we really tried to encourage people to get connected with others, because I think that's really important. Because if you're just sitting in front of your computer by yourself, it would be really easy to get discouraged.
Absolutely. Now, you, on the other hand, are located at what is now politically the center of the world. That is to say, you're slightly south of the New Hampshire border.
Right.
And you were part of that effort a week ago to get the first ever 9/11 Truth Squad in the field, and they went out there, and the first target of opportunity who blundered by was Senator Dodd of Connecticut, who told us that even though he wants to be president, he, quote, doesn't know about the main issue of our time, which Bush uses as the basis of all of these wars. And I just wonder, what's the forward planning? What's the thinking in Massachusetts and New Hampshire and the rest of New England about what comes next?
Well, I understand that Kucinich is going to be in New Hampshire next weekend. And it looks like the event that is going to be open for people to attend is going to be on Sunday.
Does that mean tomorrow?
No, I'm sorry, next weekend.
A week from tomorrow.
Correct.
Okay.
So there was an mass email sent out. People are on top of it, looking for volunteers. I have volunteered to go. A couple of people have responded to me saying they are too afraid to speak in public, but they'll go along for moral support. So, you know, I'm hoping that we can get more people that will be actually willing to raise their hands and ask questions. But I'm planning to go next Sunday, and hopefully we can get, you know, more people. I've been a little out of touch because I've been planning my trip to come up here, and so I've been a little bit out of touch with that whole thing. But I believe Kucinich is next.
Okay, now we also know that Her Majesty Hillary Clinton is having a royal visit to Iowa this week, right? It's apparently a coronation rather than a campaign that Mrs. Clinton seems to expect. So I think we can imagine that if Hillary Clinton has made her first ever campaign visit to Iowa this weekend, New Hampshire, of course, with the first in the nation primary, will not be far behind. And, of course, Hillary Clinton is somebody who likes to travel in a bubble where she's shielded from any kind of untoward or embarrassing question about her massive complicity in the 9/11 myth and her constant harping on how she wants to attack Iran and her recent unbelievable statement that she wants the GIs to be sent directly from Iraq into Afghanistan so they can die there instead of in the Mesopotamia route. So I hope that people will have their radar screens tuned up for Hillary Clinton as well as the entire crew, because they're all going to be trooping in there.
Absolutely. In fact, I got an email the other day. One of the right-wing talk show hosts down in Boston is holding a public event where he's going to be broadcasting live with an audience, and a couple of the guys from Boston are trying to get a group to go down and do Truth Squad work with the right-wing talk show host.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So that,
fantastic.
Yes. That's going to be great. One other thing I wanted to mention, and then I should leave because we're trying to get to the movie Terror Storm tonight to join you. I did see on Yahoo and the AP, they already have videos from the demonstration online. And on the Yahoo tape, they spent quite a bit of time with the peace grannies and their little song about the George Bush's urge to surge. What was very encouraging and exciting was right behind one of the women singing, there was a big sign that said 9/11 was an inside job. And this was, you know, for 2 minutes and 39 seconds on Yahoo. So I thought that was great.
Fantastic. I would also like to add that I was interviewed at some length by Boston Indie Media, a television crew, and that may be showing up in your area, maybe stir the pot a little bit in New Hampshire. If you're in New England or any place like that, how can they get in touch with you and join the 9/11 Truth Squad?
I am actually listed on the grassroots list with 911truth.org. My address is northshore911truth@yahoo.com. We also have a meetup site, which is Northern New England 911truth.com/284. And that's a group that Peggy and I, we're sponsoring the meetup, but people from all over are joining. So that would be a great way for New Englanders to get connected, stay connected. I was able to give out that information to at least 75 people today, gave out at least 75 copies of 9/11 Mysteries. People seem really ripe for this. They seem very ready.
Absolutely. And, of course, as we know, just in the past 48 hours, Bush's menaces, his threats of preventive nuclear attack on Iran were escalated with that ranting performance, "I'm the decider, nobody stops me." So we all know that we're on the brink of this situation. So we want to thank Crystal Urbanski from Newburyport, Mass., along with Peggy Brewster in the sort of Seacoast corner of New Hampshire, two of the leading organizers of the 9/11 Truth Squads movement. And we'll hear from them, and we just hope that they can have videotapes and audio tapes of what they what they're able to put together. And we're going to be moving here in just a second, but as we move, we're going to bring on Sean Van Dusen, who is a representative of the student movement in the 9/11 Truth Movement. We're sort of in the process now of coming into the Tacoma Park City Hall. That's, by the way, 6 o'clock. We're scheduled to start with an event here that combines, I guess, the possibility of seeing a DVD with some live stickers and some live discussions later on this evening. If you're in the Washington, D.C. area, you can come to the Busboys and Poets Cafe at U Street Cardozo. and see, I believe, a screening of Dr. Strangelove, which is, I think, also quite germane to the question of nuclear and thermonuclear escalation. But let me now bring on, we had a number of student contingents with us. There was a group from Temple University that I lost touch with in the crush of the masses today with 500,000 people on the mall, estimated. But let me add now another guest to our list, and this is Sean Van Dusen of Bard College in Annandale-on-Hudson, New York, okay? And he's going to give us, first of all, some of his impressions of today and also some idea of what it's what the student organizing is like.
Thanks for having me on, Webster. It was actually amazing today to see thousands of 9/11 truthers out there in full force demanding that the investigation be reopened and the truth get out. It was just amazing. And what I like to say as a college student is that we have been fast asleep on the 9/11 truth issue, but we begin to waken up from our mediated slumber, and I think that when we do come to be fully awake, we will be a sleeping giant.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Thank you.
This is your host, Herb Talk. People from Seattle and Tacoma Park, Maryland, moved our broadcasting location off. It has been so we've gone from the mall in Washington, D.C., a couple of miles north here to City Hall, Tacoma Park, truth organizing event in this successful chain of events. And we're getting, I think, a very interesting take on 9/11 truth as seen from the student perspective. Because obviously, if this is going to take off, we are going to have to include university students, college students, and entire youth generation that has to be politicized and educated and against this movement and become leaders. With Sean College in a little bit north of New York City, and he was telling us about sleeping giant. And I think we're going to type at the next give it Sean.
Thanks, Webb. Yeah, the movie giant. The key to waking up is the punch. Waking up, and I think that we're today really seeing the permanent 9/11 truth movement within the anti-movement, which is absolutely it's absolutely essential that that happens. And it's past protests, never before in an anti-war protest that I've ever seen, has 9/11 movement been so strong. And it is absolutely stunning to see that not only the people that are in the 9/11 truth movement, but even the regular protesting are sick and tired of the Answer Coalition and the United Peace and Justice not acknowledging the validity of the 9/11 truth movement. And we are mainstream, and we are going to what's going on. And simply looking at the issues, you can tell that people want the truth. And college has been, for the most part, for their TVs and their computers hiding away, just being completely mediated, but slowly but surely you can see it. You can see it today that we're waking up, and that you better be aware that we're going to come, and we're not going to back down. We're going to take our country back, because this is the figure we're going to have to inherit. And it just today was just mind-boggling to see these people as young as fourth grade, sixth grade people coming up and saying, "Thank you guys for doing the work. I've seen Loose Change, and I've told my parents about it." And then their parents coming and thanking us too. It was really, it was quite emotional, actually. So it's been slow getting things started. I know that at Bard, it's been difficult to get the word out, and at Williams in a couple of weeks, but it's happening. It's becoming part of the main thing. If you're not listening, it's essential that you start hanging up these. We're cut off.
Hello. Here he comes.